Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Debate in the House on the legal age for drinking and buying alcohol opened with this complaint from Labor's Leanne Dalzell.
I really strongly object to the fact that this one part of the bill has been carved out for the conscience vote because it makes it look like that age is the only problem that we have with alcohol in this country.
Leanne Dalzell said problems with alcohol would not be solved by simply changing the drinking age.
The Law Commission gave us a very extensive report. They gave us the evidence that this House needs in order to have votes on different elements of the law, and this is only one element of the law.
Ms. Dalzell said she'd be voting for the split age option, 18 in bars and 20 in liquor stores.
And if the split age option is not supported by this House by a majority, then I will be voting to keep it 18.
But for National's Tohinere, the split age option was nothing but a cop-out.
We expect young people to toddle off to the polling booth every 3 years and be responsible and choose a government for the next 3 years. We expect young people, if they want to join the army and go across the world and defend whatever we say. And we expect them to do a whole lot of things at 18. But they can't have a beer? Give me a break. The issue of 20 and the split age is nothing but a cop-out. It's either 18 or it's not.
The most vocal opposition to Tohinere came from his own party.
When my own colleagues won't even give me the respect that I deserve. And I tell
order,
you what,
order,
here's
order.
A warning. Here's a warning, Mr. Chair. If they think they're going to get a cool ride this afternoon, they've got another thing coming.
Sit down, Mr. Chair.
With each speaker having 5 minutes, the debate on the bill was set to end with a vote at 5:30. Earlier, Tohinere made a bid for the Patsy Question of the Week.
What are the next steps for cloud computing?
The Honourable Chris Tremaine.
That's an excellent question, Mr. Speaker.
Question time was followed by the Speaker ruling on a request for a snap debate about an apparent split between two Cabinet Ministers, Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley and Trade Minister Tim Grosser. The application was lodged by their Labour shadow, Phil Goff.
I have received a letter from the Honourable Phil Goff seeking to debate Understanding Order 386, the involvement of the Minister of Trade in the inquiry into the leak of a Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade Cabinet paper. An urgent debate cannot be granted on the basis of newspaper speculation. A case of recent occurrence occurs when a decision is publicly announced by the government. The inquiry is ongoing. The accumulation of information in regard to an issue is not itself a particular case of recent occurrence, nor does it require the immediate attention of the House. The application is therefore declined.
Now back to that liquor debate with Rhys Lyon.
One of the House's youngest politicians, Green MP Gareth Hughes, said he had a unique perspective on the alcohol purchase age issue.
I'm probably the only member in this House who still gets ID'd for alcohol. I think it shows the reforms last time Parliament turns its attention have worked. Because when I was 16 and when the age was 20, I could go into a pub. When I was 16 and the age was 20, I could still drink rocket fuel on the street. What we know is we're cracking down on a lack of IDs, we've got some room to go, and in fact we could clamp down further on supply to minors. What we do know is since those reforms, youth drinking has actually declined according to numerous studies.
And Mr. Hughes had some other insights to share.
You might not know this about me, that I used to be a barman across the road at Backbenchers. There I saw the problem. It wasn't youth drinking, it was inappropriate drinking. Inappropriate drinking, no matter what the age was. There I saw regular alcoholism. I saw regular intoxication. I even saw MPs binge drinking and intoxicated across the road. It might be a surprise. I don't want to shock
order.
Anyone in the House.
That got him in trouble with the Assistant Speaker, Lindsay Tish.
I don't think you should make reference. I think that's an inappropriate remark and ask the member to withdraw it.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw.
Also speaking in the debate on the alcohol purchase age was National MP and former GP Cam Calder.
Many of us may choose to sample a cleansing ale, maybe a curvaceous aromatic red or a complex peaty Lafroig single malt from time to time. Most New Zealanders partake responsibly. Sadly, a significant number do not. This alcohol reform legislation is a multi-strand approach to minimise alcohol-related harms.
National MP Cam Calder, who planned to vote to raise the purchase age to 20.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.